This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jen Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the team that's making strides. You can join the Good Day team. Jennifer's going to be, I think, this weekend, isn't it, when you're walking for breast cancer?
October 18th.
It's not until then. For some reason, I thought it was
this
weekend.
We have plenty of time. If you want to donate, you can search for Good Day. You can walk with me if you're in Southern California or you want to come and travel and walk with me.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
You can
bring wine. We'll be the only ones walking with wine.
But you don't have to be in L.A. to do it. You can walk anywhere you are. There are walks all over the country over the next month. So,
all part of our virtual Good Day team, really.
That's right.
Visit MakingStridesWithGoodDay.com to sign up in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer effort. Learn how you can win prizes for joining and for walking. It'll be a very cool thing. In a few minutes, we're going to check in on the latest with the entero, depending on how you pronounce it, virus situation in America. The Ebonics. Good, Doug.
It's a whole different kind of virus.
That's a different virus.
Equally as damaging, really.
Okay, the Ebola situation. Okay, we'll deal with that in a few minutes with Dr. Ron Hoffman. The situation in the sports world with the bad guys. Yesterday's poll, should Roger Goodell step down? 51% of you said no. 25% of you said yes. 24% said, who's Roger Goodell? Well, Roger Goodell, football commissioner, got plenty of problems on his hands with Ray Rice. With Peterson, with, I think there's one other problem. Richie has a story about Rice appearing in Washington to do something good.
Well, I mean, up the street in Baltimore, he's got a charitable fund called the Ray Rice Charitable Fund. Uh-huh. And Thursday night, apparently, he went to a Wegmans, which is a grocery store in Columbia, Maryland, to raise money and awareness for anti-bullying efforts with kids. All the money goes to the ARC Foundation in Howard County, which is just right up the street from me. They sold 100 tickets, and he went and talked to kids about bullying. He asked one little kid when he pretended to be interviewing him, what do you think of Ray Rice? He asked the little boy, and he says, I think he's one of the best Ravens players. And then he asked if he could beat him playing Madden video game, and the boy was like, yeah, and, you know, the whole bit. So the funny thing here is, though, that struck me is the picture that they have of him.
Yeah.
A totally nice-looking guy sitting here with two kids. One of the kids has a Ray Lewis jersey on. Okay, did not get convicted of murder because he was able to trash all of his clothes that he was wearing during the when his friend murdered somebody in New Orleans. So this lady's one son has a Ray Lewis jersey on, and the other one has a Ray Rice jersey on. And the woman is as giddy as can be as her kids are talking to the domestic abuser. And I'm just thinking to myself, what goes through a parent's head? Hey, man, I'm as much of a home team guy as anybody and love my players on my local teams. But I will be, if I would have my kids wear a Ray Lewis and a Ray Rice jersey and be promoting this kind of behavior to my
clueless.
Kids.
Clueless.
Is it just me?
Clueless.
Am I the one?
Clueless.
Am I,
the world is full
am
of clueless
I stiff?
People. No,
people are just clueless.
Right.
Clueless. Completely.
This woman, I mean, this is like the highlight of her life, looking at the smile on her face.
After the news broke, look at how many women went and showed support for him at the game that he played in. I mean, it's very bizarre who we decide to make our heroes in society now. It's scary, and especially for boys. And I always go back to this with stories like this. We've done such a great job of empowering little girls and making girls able to take care of themselves and be powerful and to break that glass ceiling that we've really neglected the ability of our society to raise strong boys. Nobody knows what it is to be a man anymore, and just by glorifying this, I mean, you're adding to
this. This is not
the
being a man.
Problem.
These are cowards.
Yeah, this is.
These guys
ugh.
Are cowards. These are cretins. These are creeps. And the fact this woman, as Richie described her, was as she was.
And she looks upper middle class. It's not like she's some, you know.
And how we live for celebrity, like that means that these people are any different or better than you are. The other thing is they make more money than most of us, and that's about it, and are visible to people. Other than that, how are they no different? They have to take a dump every day just like you do. They got to take a shower every day just like you do or should. And so what the hell do they think they have that you don't, except a little bit more notoriety and a little more money? That's it. Anheuser-Busch and McDonald's, both big sponsors of the NFL, are getting close to the edge here, it would seem, Richie. This news is not a surprise because advertisers tend these days to be pretty weak when it comes to supporting various things. You see what they've done in the world of news talk radio since Limbaugh and his Sandra Fluke comment. So basically Anheuser-Busch and McDonald's and some of the other sponsors are saying the same thing. You guys better clean up your act because we don't want to be associated with this. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to be associated with it either.
Funny how calling someone a word is worse than beating up your girlfriend in the elevator.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's an interesting
And I was supposed to say they have deep concern.
Yeah, good for them. Dr. Ron Hoffman, medical concerns will be addressed, including not this is actually because he's in New York and used to work with Joan Rivers on the radio. I'm sure he's got a take on the doctor who took the selfie while he was performing the biopsy on Joan Rivers while she was unconscious.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Story coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus point, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is one of our favorites. He's one of the 4 medical experts that we have every week on the Good Day program. He has a lot of experience, brings great expertise and thoughtfulness to some of the medical problems that we all are thinking about. But as an aside, before we get to real medical stuff, I wonder what your view is of this doctor who has not been identified. His name has not been released. He took a selfie while he performed this unauthorized biopsy on Joan Rivers as she was out. I mean, what kind of a creep? Do you know who this guy is? You probably know who he is.
No, I actually don't know him personally. I know his name. I know that he's whatever. He's part of Joan's posse of doctors. Right. You know, she's like like royalty. She has a personal entourage of health professionals.
Yeah.
Look, you know, this is not unheard of. You know, I've been around the block with doctors who, you know, inappropriately sometimes at parties they'll pull out their cell phone and they'll say, "Check this out." Some the scene of them operating on a 500-pound individual holding up a roll of fat or something like that. And it's like, what are you thinking? thinking, you know, where have your medical ethics gone to?
Real pros.
Don't you realize this is just nuts? Actually, when I was training, there was a surgeon who used to operate, and if the operation failed, he would tear off his gloves, and he would write on the surgical drape, the green surgical drape, 007. He would walk away and he would say, 007, that's your license to kill. I'm out of here. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And that's not uncommon.
Is he selling cars now or still in the medical field?
He was top of his field, but the surgical personality is sometimes a bit of a weird personality.
All right. Somebody sent me an email named Andrea, wanted to ask you, what happens when you get stumped? That is, what happens when you can't figure out what's wrong with her? I thought this was a marvelous question. I never thought of this. Because doctors are like you just explained. Doctors are human beings.
He goes to Dr. House.
Yeah, right. All right. He's busy. What do you do?
So doctors do get stumped routinely, and that's part of our training, is that we're given medical problems and medical situations which are really difficult to discern. So what you do is, I mean, you go through a series of options. This is what's called a differential diagnosis, and then you look at them individually, and by a process of elimination, you go, that's not likely. That's not likely. That's not likely. You narrow it down, and then you order more tests, or you go to the library and you study more. These days you go to the internet and you come up with, different possibilities. Mm-hmm. And by process of elimination, you try to come up with the answer. So
where do doctors go when they go on the internet? I hope they're not going to, like, WebMD.
No, you know what? You know, it's really crazy. They go to the Google Journal of Medicine sometimes.
Really?
I mean, literally. I mean, it used to be I would pull out a heavy medical tome and I'd leaf through it. Nowadays, I just turn to my computer, I Google something, and I'll say, gee, I'm not that familiar with this disease. I learned about it in medical school. Let me brush up on it.
The official medical journals have moved over to Google.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. They can update them, right?
There's medical software. You can get apps, and you can get textbooks, which now are indexed. I mean, it used to be you'd have to go, page through it. Now it's just you look up a term, and boom, you're right into it. And the most obscure disease. In medical school, you don't have to memorize. You have to know where to go to get the answer, which is, better use of the brain. You use the brain for processing and thinking, not just for rote memorization.
Dr. Hoffman has at his website, Dr. Hoffman with two F's, drhoffman.com, a great weekly news. Is it weekly or bi-weekly? It's weekly, isn't it?
It's weekly, yeah.
Yeah. So you write about pomegranate and a drug that's connected to pomegranate that may hold some promise for people who either have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, that sort of thing, or might be prone to it.
Well, absolutely. We know that these dark pigmented fruits, even coffee and chocolate, contain what are called polyphenols that may be antioxidants. They protect the heart, the blood vessels, and possibly the brain. It may even have anti-cancer effects. So pomegranate contains specific substances that give it its reddish-purplish tinge, and these are really helpful for protecting the cells of the body.
So is it something we likely to go out and get pomegranate? Is that the suggestion? I was talking, I think, with you last week about these new chocolate-covered pomegranates, all of that stuff.
There's nothing wrong with eating the foods, but actually what the scientists are trying to do is they're trying to concentrate and purify the substances within these fruits and spices and things like coffee and chocolate, and then perhaps turn it into a pill, an over-the-counter supplement, or maybe even a patent medication that's prescribed. I mean, they're trying to do this with resveratrol from red wine.
Yeah.
So far, they spend hundreds of million dollars. They haven't come up with something that trumps Mother Nature.
All right, what's the latest on treating Ebola? Is there going to be a vaccine, do you think, that will come out and everybody in America and around the world will get it and we don't have to worry about it?
Not soon, unfortunately. I think that they're making progress. They've got, the drugs that can possibly treat it, vaccines that may prevent it. But in time for this epidemic, I think it's just going to be a matter of quarantining people and hoping that it burns out on its own.
So will this World Health Organization plan to spend $1 billion work containing it?
It'll help us the next time rolls around.
This time. Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for that newsletter there. It's very, very informative. 21 after the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Actually, 24 at the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang, Richie, Kenny, and Jennifer with our, actually, a couple of videos of the day. Let's start with this one. It comes from an Israeli musician. This guy's a remix artist, actually. He goes by the name of Kuterman. Is that right? Am I pronouncing it rightly? Correctly, Kenny?
K-U-T-I-M-A-N,
Kuterman. He's gone through hours and hours of amateur musicians on YouTube and combine them all together. This is another great example of people who have too much time on their hands. This guy's very clever.
Right?
Yeah, this is, yeah, exactly. This is very clever. He, you gotta see the video, but we have the audio here of the original song that he's put together from all kinds of different amateur musicians on YouTube. Have we got that, Richie?
I can't believe he was able to do it. So if some kid just learning how to play the drums, or some woman singing poorly, puts a video on YouTube, mm-hmm. this guy has taken it and somehow meshed them all together so that they make an actual song.
Yeah.
And these are like really bad musicians that he has sampled or kind of done their tone.
Yeah.
So that it all fits together.
Wow.
I can't even imagine what kind of work went into this thing.
Sounds terrible.
But if you watch it,
uh-huh.
you will see why it is amazing.
That's why that's exactly why the video exists, because we can give you a little teaser audio on it so that you'll get the gist of what we're talking about.
Like,
but a nice way to spend a couple of minutes is
the bass player
is
not playing this bass line. He's playing something else,
mm-hmm.
but the guy remixed it so that the bass played what he wanted it to play to make
this
song.
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to do this kind of thing. All right, so that's a video musically. Did you could or you couldn't find this video audio that came from BuzzFeed, the weird things that couples actually fight about?
No.
Yeah, no, can't do that. Okay. All right, so today's video comes from a listener in Asheville, North Carolina. His name is Tom. It's about a class being taught here in Boston to help locals lose their accent. You think that the New England accent is lousy? Listen to a little of this. This is actually great.
In recent years.
Hi, I'm Billy Baker. I'm a reporter for the Boston Globe, and we're here in Southie, my hometown where I grew up. I'm writing a story about a woman named Marjorie Feinstein Whitaker who teaches people how to get rid of their Boston accents.
The sounds that we've done before, do you feel like you've made some progress with those? We've done a couple of different R colored vowels. We've done the ing.
This is a book she's published to go along with the class called Boston Rules. It's really a first of its kind workbook that will help people learn to pronounce their R's, learn to get rid of some of the nasal sounds associated with Boston accent.
I will consider this course a success if at the end I will be able to control my speech when needed to.
And the way the class works, it's kind of cruel and unusual punishment. When you say a word incorrectly yeah. meaning with a Boston accent.
You clicker.
Yeah.
You got to watch this.
That is fantastic.
You made fun of New England accents. Check it out, DougStevan.com.
When you interview in person, one issue is what to wear. But if you're interviewing for a job online, you want to be seen. So make sure your computer is working right. Test it ahead of time. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP is hosting a virtual job fair.
Make sure that your resume is tailored for the sorts of jobs you're pursuing, and then have those at the ready to be uploaded.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
Check your social media profiles. As you know, Aileen, many times when an employer is interested, they'll go and they'll Google your name. Well, you want to make sure that when they find your Facebook page or your LinkedIn page, that it's things that you feel comfortable showing up there. So you may want to change your privacy settings.
Or remove some content.
Go to aarp.org/work-resources. There's a lot of videos that can help you prepare for the virtual fair.
The virtual job fair is September 23rd. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. It's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control, made from all-natural cedar oil, and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name a few. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home in mister systems, and they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. That's Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. The only pest control you will ever need, and it's organic for people.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Richie and Jennifer and Kenny are here with a big story of the day, according to information that we have at DougStephan.com today. The story of Chris Adkins, who is pictured unloading gravel to help smooth out the path between the road and his new home in Hawaii. He built it in a once thriving fishing village, but the fishing village was buried under lava in the 1980s. So he's decided that it's time for him to replace his home on the lot that he had on top of the lava. This guy lives and works in Hilo, which is 30 miles north of a village called Kalapana. He had this half-acre lot, spent $6,500 for it, has $13,000 invested in his new home, and plans to sell his property where he was living once the new house on the lava is complete. And I say this not trying to be punny, but you got to have rocks in your head to build. You realize, well, not that lava
like
is
it. It's
unstable.
It's the little house on the lava.
It's the little house on the lava. You're right.
Don't have to worry about the lawn.
I got it. Nope. No lawn mowing there. The picture is there at DougStephan.com as well if you want to.
It'd be tough on the blade on the lawn mower, that's for sure.
Yep. The suspect identified or has been described as armed and dangerous. His name is Eric Matthew Frein. I believe that's how you pronounce it, F-R-E-I-N. He's 31 years old. He's heavily armed. He's a survivalist. He said that he wants to commit mass murder. And he started out by shooting two Pennsylvania State Police troopers over the weekend. He's wanted for the murder of these Two, he's made statements about wanting to kill law enforcement officers. According to the police commissioner, Frank Noonan, authorities offering a $75,000 reward for information leading to the suspect. If they get him in their sights, he will be long gonzo. Nobody's going to get the 75 grand. Some officer is going to shoot this guy under whatever pretense they can come up with, because that's how they do it. Get somebody like that. And I'm not sure, you know, it's sort of like, what is it, the execution. What is that expression? Judge, jury, and executioner.
Right, yeah.
That's what happened to this guy. These guys never, or most often, don't survive when they've been
chased. One guy, Eric, he was in the woods for a year or more, right?
I remember. I'm not sure who you're talking about, Richie. Somebody who did pull off the same sort of foolishness, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. But, yeah, they could do that. All right, let's see here. Tony Stewart. Haven't talked about him for a couple of weeks since his car struck and killed another driver in New York. The sheriff is finishing the investigation into the death of Kevin Ward Jr. He's the one who was run over. Why would they have a grand jury on this? Wasn't it pretty clear by looking at the video?
It could be purposeful, or
he did it on walking. Oh, wow!
Well, I was walking on a racetrack.
The deal, okay? Guys get mad all the time. They get out of their car. They want to confront you as your race car is coming around. And on these dirt tracks, what they do is they kind of kick the tail end to throw some dirt in your face. Yeah. Okay, you want to get out of your car and come at me? Watch this. Well, this one didn't work out so well, and he hit him. So now that what they'll do is they'll say,
did he do it? Did he drive into the dirt, or the other guy was standing in the wrong place?
The other guy was definitely standing in the wrong place. But what happens is the drivers kind of, hit the gas and kick their tail a little bit to kind of spray dirt in your face. Okay, you want to come at me? Here, take this. Well, he accidentally hit him. And was it intentional? Absolutely not. Could he be, manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter? That's what they're trying to figure out.
Yeah. I don't see that. I don't see it.
I don't see it happening either. It was an accident.
No, I don't even see how they could.
You didn't stop and pull over. You hit the gas, and that's where they're going to look at it.
Right. All right. NASA in the news for several reasons today. Boeing and SpaceX have been awarded contracts to become the space taxis in the next generation. These space taxis will shuttle astronauts to and from the International Space Station. This is another disgrace. My God, what a disgrace. To have retired the shuttle program because of George Bush's and Obama's malfeasance. Keep cutting the budget, cutting the budget, cutting the budget without, it's almost as if they wanted to find ways of taking down the last vestiges of things that made Americans proud. Both of these boobs taking under the advice of whom?
Just dropping.
You can disagree all you want. The NASA budget and the essence of what was done when they were first, the monies were first cut out, which sounded the death knell for the shuttle program. Even if the shuttles were old, they should have been
shuttles were old and overpriced. This is new technology. It's
but
still
in the meantime, we're paying
American.
The Russians $63 million every time we send somebody up to the space station. Sorry, no sale review.
Right, until another 2 years, then we'll be back to Americans with new technology.
So why didn't we do it so that they was just as smooth? Why do we have? We did not have to stop the shuttles. We did that arbitrarily because they cut the budget. They could have easily kept the shuttles going for another 2 years.
They went away because it was like buried as part of another bill, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
The space program, when Obama signed it away at the very beginning of his presidency, it was buried in another bill.
What was buried in another bill?
Shutting down the space program.
I don't remember that. If he started it at his beginning, that means it was a bill that was actually started during the Bush administration.
I talked to a guy.
I hold them both responsible.
Who was an officer
in
the Air Force.
No, I'm not saying one's over the other.
Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
And when I talked about, basically gave him your opinion, it's ridiculous that they cut NASA, blah, blah, blah. He was like, give the Air Force all the money that they give NASA, and we'd be able to do this twice as good at half as much.
Yeah, of course. That's what he'd say. Why would he say that?
And it's good for business, really.
Yeah, right. Good for their business.
But I think the private sector could do twice as good for half as much.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that, but that's not the question. The question is, or the statement or the remark or my observation is that if we'd have planned well, we could have kept the shuttles going and had a seamless change from one to the other.
I'm good
with
that.
Instead of abruptly stopping the shuttle program and not having the other program ready.
Unless they thought that the shuttle program was so outdated that it was dangerous and that they would lose more.
Nonsense.
It was buried I did a little research. It was buried deep in the $38 billion 2011 fiscal budget bill that was hastily passed by Congress and hurried over to President Obama to sign. $3 billion provision for NASA's rocket and space capsule.
That's the way all legislation is done nowadays. Mm-hmm. They bury it in some other bill.
Right. Yeah, congratulations for another job. Well done, boys and girls in Washington. NASA also in the news, taking a step closer to launching its newest spacecraft, which is the next in the line of things that are being used or at least planned for humans to go to Mars. A story at DougStephan.com where the workers at Kennedy Space Center watched the Orion capsule. If you look at this thing, it's kind of a squatty when you compare it. You can see the picture at DougStephan.com. Compare it to other longer, taller, sleeker-looking objects. This thing kind of looks like a putsy capsule.
It looks like the old ones, kind of.
Well, but wider, Richie, if you look at it. So the director of the Space Center is a guy named Robert Cabana now. He was the space shuttle commander. He took over after Jay Honeycutt, who was the space shuttle commander, became the center director, and then this guy just kept moving up the ladder. So they're going to launch it on December 4th. It's going to shoot into space 3,600 miles and then take a couple of laps around the Earth before it enters the atmosphere at 20,000 miles an hour. And parachutes into the Pacific off of San Diego, Kenny. The entire mission will last about 4.5 hours. This is the first test for the Orion, which is aimed at getting humans out to asteroids, to Mars, places where we have no stop-off space station. In other words, once you leave here, you're really in no man's land.
You know, I live right next to the Air and Space Museum at Dulles Airport, so we go over there every now and then to see the original Apollo capsules.
Very cool.
You guys see how small they are? They're smaller than a Chevy Chevette.
Oh, these things are horrible.
And they're tinfoil.
Yeah.
You are...
There's more...
People in those things were nuts.
More electronics in an iPhone than there was in the stuff that exists in the moon.
So crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you see this thing and you're thinking it's going to be this... I mean, the space shuttle's right next to it and it's huge, massive, huge. And then you look at this thing and it's smaller than your car.
All right, let's tune people up as we continue our series of informational vignettes with Lorette Ellsworth helping you protect your nest egg if you're trying to overcome retirement setbacks. We got some interesting ideas for you in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Studies show that eating breakfast may lead to improved nutrition, improved concentration in the morning, and better weight management. Since less than half of Americans eat breakfast every day, Belvita is making breakfast a priority for everyone. From September 15th to 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Belvita fans can earn cool morning win-inspired swag, like coffee mugs and yoga mats. For your chance to win, tweet during the specified times using the Morning Win hashtag and featured product hashtag listed at morningwin.com. Belvita will unveil a new prize and its hashtag every 30 minutes between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Each prize comes with a box of soft-baked Belveeta breakfast biscuits, which provides nutritious morning energy. Enjoy with a serving of fruit and non-fat dairy for a complete breakfast. For more information, visit morningwind.com. And make sure you're following at Belveeta on Twitter.
All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with a continuing overview of how to preserve and protect and perpetuate your retirement assets. We have Lorette Ellsworth with us again. She's the founder of Hero Strategies. She's a retirement planner, author of the book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. And instead of going to an Amazon account or into a bookstore, here's an opportunity once again that you can have as a listener to the Good Day program to reserve your free copy of this book, The Raft Strategy. Call the Hero Hotline, 866-620-HERO. You can, I'll translate it for you, 866-620-4376. Do it now. Think about it. I was going to do my impression of Yoda. Think about it not, but just call and get the explanation that you need. All right, so, Lorette, the Raft retirement approach, free of tax, this whole idea that you come up with, and what it all means. What's new here for people who are who have been sort of plundered? Some of the way the stock market has been, or the way the banks have been. A lot of people have got a lot of retirement setbacks, and they want to know if an annuity is right for retirement. What you need to know about that, or other things. So, what's in the report, and what's in your mind?
Well, certainly the emphasis is on principal protection, because as you know, over the past 14 years, we've had five negative years in the stock market. That was 2000, 2001, 2002, 2008, and 2011. And those there's a lot of volatility typically in the stock market. So over the past 14 years, the gain was only 27%. And all that happened, as you know, last year in 2013, where we got a 29% bump. But that just means that an overall average was 1.94% over that 14-year period of time. And when you're paying a money manager 1 or 2% every year, you're lucky if you've even broken even since 2000. So with the safety of principal protection, we're able to lock in the gains every year when the market goes up and protect the principal when the market goes down. So the overall average rate of return over the past 14 years in the Raft strategy is closer to 8 to 10%, depending on which allocation that we have chosen. Now, that's five times higher than what the return in the S&P was. It's incredible, just because you're really X-ing out those years that were negative years, and you're turning them into zeros instead. So in my mind, zero is hero. I'd rather get zero than a negative, right, Doug?
Makes good sense.
Sure.
I wondered where that came from. So now I know. You've explained
now
it.
Now you know. And in fact, the book is great, and it's got some very important general information. There's also some illustrations in it. And as you said, in order to preserve, protect, and perpetuate your assets, it's super important to get this information. Yet the illustration that we provide, which is totally free of charge as well, really hones in on the specific needs of each individual. So it's a critical part of what we offer. And in fact, as your listeners call, they'll just take a few seconds to leave their voicemail with their name, their phone number, and email address, and so we can immediately get over an article which was produced for Fox Business about the Raft strategy. Also, we've trained hundreds of advisors, we call them strategic wealth coaches, all over the country to provide illustrations for these risk-free accounts according to IRS guidelines and the laws of your state. So leave your zip code as well so that we can have a local strategic wealth coach return your call and help you attain this very important information.
Well, one of the things that I find here, when you think about multiplying your money, making it last as long as you do, people are living longer. And under the circumstances, a lot of people have left work earlier, not necessarily knowing, you know, if you leave at 65 or whatever it is, do you have enough money to hold you for another 20, 30 years? I have a great friend who was one of my heroes when I was in college. He retired 30 years ago at his 70th birthday. He turned 100 last week, And when you get to that point, you got to wonder from people, what the heck have you done to protect yourself? He's living okay because he planned well, but a lot of people don't. That's why you need the raft strategy and you need this book. So the phone number is easy to remember. 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376. All about multiplying your money and making it last as long as you do. 866-620-HERO. Call it now and get that book.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Finally, I was told to open my eyes and with a dazzling smile give the answer and explode when Jack Barry says that is right.
See the shark with teeth like razors.
To the American people. I lied about what I knew, and then I lied about what I did not know.
Voice of the new M on James Bond. That was. By Chugger.
Right. What is that? Ralph Fiennes, correct?
Yes. Right. This is a lie.
Only the one of you can ever get his name right.
By Fiennes.
Ray
Fiennes. Fiennes.
Why doesn't he spell it the way it sounds? It'd be easy.
Go ask Rafe.
I will. Lyle Lovett here. Yeah, right. Go to check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Okay, go ahead, Richie, play this.
I saw Marty three times. The best picture from 2 years ago, and I don't know it.
Someone of your intellect, and it's such a simple question. Do you see the drama of that?
Is that who, why do I've got a name? That's not Lovett. Who is that voice, Chucker, that we just heard? Remember?
I saw Marty three times. The best picture from 2 years ago, and I don't know it.
Character. Someone of your intellect, and it's such a simple question. Oh. You see the drama of that?
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll get IMDb all run down the list.
Yeah, all right.
What's the name of the movie again? The 120th.
No, it's Moritat. That's from the Quiz Show movie. This is Mac the Knife, done by Lyle Lovett. Was a feature. I don't know why they did this kind of a way. This was a strange movie, Chugger, don't you think? Number one movie this week in 1994, but strange nonetheless. Yes?
What was the name of it?
It's a Quiz Show.
Oh, Quiz Show. I like that movie. Robert Redford directed it. John Turturro. That's a good film.
Turturro. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
John Turturro. Yep.
Rob Morrow, okay. Ray Fiennes.
Ray Fiennes is the who played the
area.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Got it. All right, Chucker. There are a number of things going on in the world of movies. We were ahead of the pack when the discussion of the new James Bond movie yesterday. A lot of people didn't know about that till today. We had that story for you yesterday. So we'll have some things that you don't know about the world of movies, videos, entertainment, that sort of thing with Chuck Curry in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family. Up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
Ends 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and line port in. Includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans or 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have for movie news today, pal?
All right, Rich, I like this one. Filming has just begun on Warner Brothers' reboot sequel to the comedy Vacation.
Yes.
Ed Helms and actress Leslie Mann will star in the film playing Rusty and Audrey Griswold, the son and daughter of the original characters played by Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They, as Clark and Ellen Griswold, will make a cameo appearance in the film. Other news, Tom Hiddleston, who plays the character...
Isn't that... Wait, hold on a second. Didn't we talk about that being a TV show yesterday?
Yeah. They're doing a TV show, too. Well, they're doing a pilot, the two of them. Chevy Chase
Beverly
D'Angelo, yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo, yeah.
Why wouldn't they bring back Anthony Michael Hall for that role? For a Rusty?
He's just not the box office attraction that maybe Ed Helms will be. I mean, Ed Helms has done the Hangover movie, so they get more juice in terms of ticket sales. One other bit of news, Tom Hiddleston, who played the character of Loki, the villain in the two Thor movies and Avengers, is going to be the star of Universal's King Kong prequel, which is titled Skull Island. I think he's a really cool actor. And one other bit of news...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do you do a prequel to King Kong, unless it's King Chimp? How are they going to do a prequel to King Kong?
Well, what they want to do is they don't want to remake Prince King Kong Chimp again, because for people who don't know, King Kong dies at the end, and the studio has a vision of most likely teaming King Kong up in the same movie as Godzilla. So that to do that, they have to do a prequel.
All right, what did you start to say?
Nothing. No, that's hysterical. King Kong and Godzilla. Can't wait to see that one.
Sony's going to bring back I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie at all, but it made a lot of money in the 2000.
That's what it's all about. Chuck Curry about money and movies.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.